extended.
We have a brief memo with an update to the board on the status of the system's filing of an application with the Internal Revenue Service for a hopefully favorable letter of determination. The update is that there really nothing has happened since last year. We made the filing. We've been making annual supplemental filings as our plan has changed. We'll be making another one soon that would include PEPRA, because PEPRA is now part of our plan document. Our tax attorneys, Ice Miller, have periodically checked with the IRS about the status and have been told that the IRS is hoping to complete this process, and that's where we are.
I cautioned Marilyn not to use the word patriot in the application. She did it anyway, and that, I think, explains the delay.
Thanks.
Did you know the Patriot is an acronym?
Yes.
I did not know that.
I did not know that either.
The Patriot Law is an acronym. Where did I hear that?
Well, that's the problem.
Could on the internet.
Withdraw the use of that word. And
next I thought it was just named because we're supposed to be
And now would you, for the recorded, say that was a joke?
That was a joke.
It was a joke.
I've actually gone through my entire life having to explain jokes, so for the record, that was a flip comment.
For the record. Deborah.
So for even my own benefit, because I believe this started even maybe at the beginning of when I came on the board or prior. How can I get, because the memo here that we've presented doesn't really tell us what the issues are for this letter of determination, what amendments we're looking for, or what amendments we've made, and there's an application for a voluntary compliance program. So having spent a little bit of time in the tax area, I'm just wondering what the history is of this situation. So how do I get information on that?
I can explain. We worked with tax counsel on reviewing our plan documents and our operations, and they've made recommendations about some changes and policies to be adopted. We went through that process with the board. Two policies were adopted that we can give you a copy of. Pretty much they were included in our plan document that we provided to the IRS saying, here's our plan document, here are our policies that we're implementing. So there really are no issues per se. We're not waiting to amend anything. We've made, through these policies and our operations, we've followed our tax counsel's advice on how the IRS would like to see us implementing the plan.
Karen, it might be, I'm sorry, it might be helpful to describe what the plan document is to the IRS.
The plan document consists of the portions of the California Constitution, the 37 Act, now PEPRA, the board regulations, several policies, including the two that I mentioned regarding tax compliance provisions. There may be some other policies that we deem to be very key to our operations. And so those have all been submitted as part of the plan document.
Okay.
As the statutes change, like you've seen with the 37 Act or with the enactment of PEPRA, we've been supplementing, amending our plan document and providing it to the IRS to show them what our current plan provisions are.
What in particular were the two tax provisions that we were amending?
The policies?
Tax policies.
One is a 415 limit policy, and the other one covers a variety of aspects. And it should be in your policies binder, but we can certainly give you other copies.
Yeah, I guess I'd just like to see what we're after in and what we have submitted for change, what policies we've submitted for change.
Mm-hmm. Just to give you a little background on the letter of determination, most of the systems in California did not have them. We had one from 1987. We were told a few years back that the IRS was, what were they doing to bring us all into the fold?
Inviting.
They offered us something in a block. We would get it done in a cycle. That was the term.
It was originally a cycle C and then a cycle E.
There are certain filing periods for governmental
entities. And better rules
entities.
If you filed in this cycle as opposed to a different cycle.
I don't think any of the 37 Act systems yet have received a letter of determination. Most of them are using a different attorney. We're working together in one group. We filed ours separately. We're still all out there hanging right now.
And there was also big politics about not doing it. Some of the other counties.
We don't know if CalPERS did it or not.
But I think some of the other counties and their council, you know, said don't do that. There was some, because there was pressure, like maybe we shouldn't do it. You're asking for trouble. I'm just saying it sounds like really simple stuff that the IRS just takes a long time to do. But there is some politics about it that I think it goes with the thing, it's better to ask forgiveness than it is for permission from the IRS.
I think I heard that on Dr. Phil.
I'm telling you, I heard that from Chet Eismiller, man.
Well, he was referring it to Mary.
Phil.
Okay. Anyway, thank you. Any more questions? I think what I want to do is go to the comments, because we're going to go into closed session, and I think we're going to be there a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I figure let's just do everything we're going to do in public now, and everyone can have their say, and then we'll go into closed session, and that way people can leave.